The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
So I got a busy day today. We got to get through all this.
So sorry to hear
that. I got busyness. All my busyness. I got conference calls. I got lunch meetings. I got clean out the console of my truck.
Oh, that'll take a long time.
Yeah, that's, I got a lot of junk in there.
You carry a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I do. I'm always, I'm a survivalist, Riggins.
Yeah, it's almost that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's a prepper.
Yeah, so if anybody needs, you know, or if I need something in a pinch, most of the time I have it.
Get it. Mm-hmm. You have to be prepared.
You keep deodorant in your purse?
No. Oh. I've had it in there before for like the gym and stuff, but not every second.
Okay, well, but have you ever considered it? No, I'm kidding. But yeah, I mean, you never know when you're going to get to work and think, oh my God, I forgot to put on deodorant.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have perfume.
Yeah.
Just in case.
We know. It seems like you took a bath in it.
You do get a little, walking in the morning, you do get a little perfume.
Now,
but it's a good perfume.
Well, I'll explain that. It's such a potent perfume that I actually don't even put it on every day, and you still smell it. Like, really?
Yeah.
It's nice smelling.
I mean, it's $500, but so,
excuse me?
So it's impotent.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. But it lasts forever. I mean, you'll have it forever.
So it lasts through a shower?
Mm-hmm. It's like, it's probably going to cause cancer one day. Like, it's, I'm pretty sure it's dangerous, but.
Does it have a warning label on it?
No, it's, but it's just that it's good stuff.
Good Lord. Yeah. All right. Well, Lindsay got a message from her children's preschool or whatever. What do you call it? You call it a daycare? Preschool.
Okay, yeah, preschool.
It's pretty crazy, you know. Not crazy enough that she had to take off and run, handle something, but but we'll get into it, and you'll see why it goes with Extra Funny coming up next.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
All right. Extra Funny. Which, I mean, the countdown, I think, is on for Extra Funny in its current form. You know, I teased that yesterday, so I'm teasing it again today, which I shouldn't be, but when I don't have any more information to give than that, but still, I'm just saying. All right, so Lindsay has two small children. One is 4, the other is 2. They go to preschool. The daughter is the 4-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And she will be in kindergarten next year.
Oh.
And once kindergarten hits, like, you're going to turn around twice and it's going to be graduation from high school. I'm telling you.
It hurts so bad when you say that.
Because once they go to big school, that baby phase just disappears like that.
It sucks. I got to have another.
It sucks. Now, you got that boy one. He's coming along, and you'll have him as a baby for a while, but I know he's a pain in the ass. So,
I'm
according to what you say.
No, it's true.
He is. You're talking shit about him all the time. But.
Terrible, too, is the hitting.
But you know what Cameo is?
Yes.
Okay. So the video you sent to my wife yesterday was like a cameo from her favorite celebrity. I got her a cameo one time for her birthday.
Yeah.
And it was Leanne Morgan, who is a comedian.
Mm-hmm. And, love her.
And she did like a 3-minute message to Jody for her birthday. But Riggins, yesterday, Lindsay sent Jody a video of her kids saying thank you for the pumpkin bread and saying Jody's name, and especially Delilah, because Jody's been watching her like a TV show for her whole life on social media.
Funny.
Mm-hmm. So she was like, oh my God, oh my God.
It was all fun and games, though, till they stole the rest of the pumpkin bread. I was putting Brooks in his car seat, and Delilah reaches over and grabs the, doesn't even ask, grabs the pumpkin bread. That's my pumpkin bread. She made it for me. She ate the rest of it.
In the car?
In the car. She was like down in it. She was like, this is delicious. I'm like, delicious? Yeah, it was mine.
That's the way they do, though, Riggins. They're just little parasites.
Yep.
Leeching.
Yeah.
Can't have nothing.
Mm-mm.
You should have done like me and just finished it before you left here.
I know. I should have, but.
So then Lindsay gets a message from the preschool.
Yes.
This morning.
The two-year-old's teacher. So I've figured this out since I've told you about it. So they get a calendar to take home for each month of the snacks they're going to eat that day and the things they're going to do. So I guess on today, they were going to eat blue Jell-O and make it like an ocean and put like goldfish in it, like super cute. Okay, whatever. Well, so I get this message. I wanted to let you know that since many of you are not giving your children food dye, that we will not be having blue Jell-O for a snack today. Instead, we are going to play with it. So they will come home with blue hands instead of blue tummies. Laughy face. We will have a goldfish for snack. See you soon. Mm-hmm. So I think it's crazy because I'm not one of those parents that doesn't let my kids eat food dye. I mean, yeah. I think it's so silly. Jell-O's like one of Brooks's favorite, that's the two-year-old favorite snack. So I wanted to say something back, and TJ actually gave me something really funny to say, but then I'm thinking, what you said was perfect, but it wouldn't make like the parents as mad as what I was going to say. So just to like make everyone mad, I put, yeah, Brooks is really obsessed with Jell-O. So if he happens to eat some off of his hands, I'm actually okay with it. Just FYI. Laughy face.
Yeah. Wow.
And she hearted it, the teacher.
Oh, so the teacher got grief?
So the teacher, so what happened was the parents saw on the calendar blue Jell-O as a snack, and they called or texted, emailed, whatever, saying my kid's not allowed to eat artificial blah blah whatever's in Jell-O. So that's what happened. Now his teacher, love her, she's southern, so country, from like Tennessee, like just a good old, yeah, me and her just get, you know. My dad's from Chattanooga, so like we've talked about that. So anyway, she would love that comment
because she's not a liberal.
Not
all woke and
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I said that it would, if it were my kid, I would put back, I don't want my kid playing in Jell-O. I don't want my kid like having handfuls of blue Jell-O.
That's true.
Let my kid eat it, and then those other kids do whatever they got to do.
Yep. And not only on their hands, wouldn't it get all over them? Yeah. I mean, and that doesn't come out. That's a stain. I mean.
Wow.
I know. I'd be like, Why? You know, why do what they used to do whenever there were kids in my class, like say, like there was one kid that was Jehovah's Witness and he couldn't do any of the Halloween parties or Christmas parties or all that. So he went to the library during that time.
Yep.
And hung out or did whatever. He wasn't forced to do schoolwork that nobody was doing, but they didn't say we can't have the party just because one kid can't celebrate. It's not in the, you know, because of his faith or whatever. Just say, let those no dye eating kids do their thing, and then the normal kids do what they do.
But now, like you said, they would just go somewhere else. Would they just not have the party at all?
Yeah.
Like if,
now they would.
Yeah. Now they would, which is so sad. Like every other person is going to be, you know.
Yeah. They got to pay the price for.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to have to go down there and just like get up in some woke faces.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
So silly. But then it makes you question everything. I'm like, well, should I be letting him eat Jell-O? Because he freaking loves Jell-O.
Yeah, don't let him get into you like that.
Because it doesn't make you think that.
No, it shouldn't. You got to stick to, you know, if you think something's stupid, then stick with it.
Yeah. It is just
don't,
so stupid.
Don't let them make you second guess your conservative values.
Right. And look at us. We're fine. And I ate some, I mean, questionable things that aren't even on the market now, you know?
Yeah, like a Fedra.
Well, right.
You ate that.
That's true. Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Wow. I know some of you are not letting your kids eat dyes.
Like, what? So what is that? That's like everything.
Yeah. But evidently goldfish crackers don't have it.
Yeah, right.
And then some kids are allergic to just certain colors of dye, I think. Like Rob's nephew is allergic to red.
Oh, right, yeah.
Red dye.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
I'll start fighting. You get that red dye in him, he'll start fighting you.
Fighting, like it makes him angry?
He gets so rambunctious.
So he's not allergic to it, really.
Well, I think he is. It's just that causes a brain change to him.
It makes him the devil. The red makes him the devil.
Or would he just be like that?
I know he's just a demon.
Normally he's very calm.
Okay. Because them kids, you never know.
What's going to flip them out?
You get that red dye in him, though. He's starting punching people.
Yeah.
God. That is crazy.
Yeah.
God forbid you get him code Red Mountain Dew.
So then the other parents must not have noticed until today. Like if they put the schedule out of what it's going to be, they could have looked at it 2 weeks ago and said, hey, on this day, we need to change that up.
Right.
Meanwhile, you got, you know, the normal kids going to school like, oh, we get Jell-O today.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. And what's fascinating, it's multiple people. I mean, if it was just one person, you've got that one mom like, okay, but it's like multiple people.
Yeah.
Complaining.
Yeah, that message did seem to be dripping with disdain. I know a lot of you are not letting your... So she must have just been catching...
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I'm sure they were freaking out.
10 parents have liked the message that she sent. Only the teacher liked mine, of course, but...
Oh, that went to everybody?
Yeah. That went to all the parents.
It's a group text.
Yeah.
It's a group text. I didn't know that. Okay, that's interesting.
How many people are in that group text?
13.
God,
you might have kicked the hornet's nest.
And then the next parent says, that sounds awesome. Love the idea. Thank you for the heads up. But it's like, I don't love the idea.
Yeah, you should put, the rest of y'all got me. Ha, ha,
yeah.
Ha.
Yeah.
Oh, put a thumbs down on that second.
Put a thumbs down on the message the teacher sent.
The first one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess nobody's kid gets to have fun now.
Yeah. Wah, wah.
But I swear I'd put on there, do not let my kid, you know, get his hands in Jell-O.
I know. Because
he'll get a rash. He'll grow a fungus.
Right.
He's going to ruin his outfit.
He's going to ruin his outfit. That's my main concern. Yeah.
Don't.
Because he had a cute outfit I laid out, because, you know, I got to lay out the clothes because I'm not there.
So so your husband's not good at picking out their outfits?
Let me just say, he picked it out the other day, and when I went to pick Brooks up, I was like, going to start laying out the clothes. I mean, it just didn't match very well. I mean, it was fine. He was clothed.
Mm-hmm.
I was thankful for that, but.
Should dads know how to pick out the kids' clothes?
I mean, he should.
Yeah. Especially the little boys.
When he thinks he does a great job, he's like, I know how to dress. I'm like,
okay. Well, maybe he's more fashionable.
But he said he knows how to dress himself or how to dress
Brooks. I know how to dress my son.
Yeah.
So. But, I mean, it didn't look great.
You got him looking gay.
Like the colors were off. It was like black, brown, and navy. It was just like a lot going on. The reds didn't really match. I don't know.
But, you know. Baseball players, your husband's a former baseball player. A lot of times they're not really as good as they think they are at fashion.
Right.
You see the gaudy jewelry they wear and stuff on the field?
Yeah.
It's, you know.
Yeah. They're not, yeah.
Is he a necklace person still?
He wears a necklace.
He does?
He wears a necklace.
Yeah, that's a baseball thing.
Yeah, and it's like a Catholic, like you would know, some kind of.
St. Christopher?
Some kind of saint. I don't know.
Oh.
I'm not into the, I don't know.
Some kind of saint.
Some kind of saint.
You mean like Drew Brees?
Like a saint of healing, or so, someone gave it to him when he had surgery from baseball. Yeah. I don't know. He's worn it ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Does not come off.
Right. And those are the kinds of things that you can't judge. You know, you can't judge that as being, you know, not fashionable because, hey, it's religious.
I mean, I judge it, but yeah. Yeah.
You still judge it.
I'm still judging.
Okay. Back when we knew you before, when you didn't even, kids were not even on the horizon yet, nor was marriage even yet. You used to be so protective about the name you were going to give your kid.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody said anything close to, you wouldn't tell anybody. It was one of those deals.
Yep.
Did you end up sticking with that for your kids?
Yes. When
was it Brooks? Is that the one or Delilah?
No, I didn't name Brooks because I couldn't think of a good boy name. Delilah, once I figured out that's what I wanted to use, I did not tell anyone.
Okay. But you remember that, Ricky? Yeah. She would freak out.
Well, remember
somebody tried to steal it or
somebody
something.
Somebody did. One of my best friends growing up used the name, but she had a kid like 10 years before I was even married. So
yeah, and that's why I was like, she's really mad about this way in advance.
Yeah, I was angry. I was very upset. I think I talked about it on the radio. I was upset. Mm-hmm.
Are you still friends with her?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, now it's silly because... Like, the older I get, I think that some of the stuff I used to get mad about, you know.
We mature.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Have we?
Yeah.
Have we?
Right. You mean like some of the, like when your exes would, who they would date next and you'd get all mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just things that they did would make me mad and now I'm like, oh, I think I deal with that too. I don't know. Just, you know.
Yeah. But little I things. Mean, at least you're not into that anymore. You see that it's silly.
It's silly.
All of that. Now, only thing you have to worry about is your husband wearing jewelry and not picking out the right outfits,
right,
for your kids.
Right. Simple stuff.
Yeah, those are good problems to have.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.